Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The deadline coming up on Tuesday, I think, is going to be an active one. And I get that sense from reading over Bill Barnwell today. This wasn't Barnwell. This was multiple contributors. This was one of those things where they have like a little clip for every single one of the teams. Barnwell had something I want to get to as well, stuff on the trade deadline. Ben Solak with some stuff on Drake May I want to get to as well. But this year for the trade deadline, got me thinking. Where do the Patriots have a big need? I'm seeing texts already. What about Myles Garrett? What about the edge? The edge is a huge, huge position of need. Probably the biggest. If you look on this thing here, this ESPN list that I was just telling you about, their key position of need, Schatz writes that it's running back. Third running back would be useful with Gibson out for the year, particularly someone who contributed as a receiver and in the return game. Patriots used a lot of pony personnel with two halfbacks in the early part of the season. Ipso facto, get a running back in here. I would be fine if they traded for a running back. I think that would be a smart thing to do. But much like several other teams, and if you go down this list, I mean, it is prevalent. Key position of need on a lot of these teams is on the edge. And that is obviously a thing that every team always wants to get better at, even if they're good at it. And there's been some names that have bopped around for sure. Myles Garrett is a great player on a bad team. That's usually the kind of guys that get targeted for lists like this, and that's when names start to pop up. I don't really believe that that's a realistic thing for the Patriots or really for anybody. I think it would take a tremendous amount of draft capital to bring in a guy like that, and I don't think that he's not worth it or anything. I just don't think the Patriots are in a position for that. A team rife with draft picks who wants to make that kind of move. Usually teams that have that many draft picks aren't very good. They have multiple first-round picks. Usually means they had a big fire sale or something like that, and they are not really competing. So what the hell do they want with Myles Garrett? That's what the Browns are. They're a bad team right now. What would they want with a guy like that? And that could lead to some smoke, but I don't think any actual fire. I don't think that that's a realistic possibility. But when you go down this list, I'll tell you what, it's very, very Baltimore Ravens, key position of need, edge rusher. Buffalo Bills, or no, not the Buffalo Bills. Chicago Bears, key position of need, pass rusher. Dallas Cowboys, position of need, edge rusher. Denver Broncos, oh no, they're inside linebacker. Detroit Lions, key position of need, edge rusher. They're last in pass rush win rate and need help with Aiden Hutchinson. All these teams are looking for pass rushers, and some of them are going to go out and get some. Some of these teams are not going to sit idly by. The Detroit Lions and you know, some of these other competing teams, I don't think, are just going to sit around and wait for something to come to them or think that they're good and that they don't have to worry about it. I've been seeing a fake report all day long today about the Chiefs trading for Breece Hall. Have you seen this, Joe? It's all over Twitter.
I haven't come across it.
No. All these like weird NFL, like NFL dump or whatever. Like, it's just these random-ass accounts. No one with any kind of credibility, but it's really picking up, you know, fake internet steam. And I'm not here to say that I believe this. I'm just saying I think the Chiefs are going to make a move. I think the Chiefs will make an impact move at the deadline. It just stands to reason that they would. They're the type of team that does that stuff. And they're the type of team that is good and knows that they're good, but also knows that they have some weaknesses in their lineup and in their, you know, offense and defense right now, you could say. They need some help up in their defensive front. They need some help on off. They could go for another running back. Absolutely. All those things are very, very much possible. The Buffalo Bills, they fancy themselves Super Bowl contenders. And here's where, and I know that we're not really having this discussion again, but Fitzy and I argued a while ago about rebuilds and what's a rebuild. Is this a rebuild? Is the rebuild over? I said it's over. I think it is over. I consider this team not to be fully rebuilt, but you're at the point now where you don't get that extra grace and patience that you get with a real rebuilding team like, say, Cleveland or, you know, one of these crap teams down at the bottom of the standings. You know, a real team that's rebuilding like the Titans or the Saints or, you know, the Cardinals or something like that, although I thought the Cardinals would be better this year. But you know what I mean? Like, that, those are the teams where you say, well, they're rebuilding. Of course they suck. You don't suck, so you don't get to lean on the rebuild. That being said, you're in more of a rebuild than the Bills. You're in more of a rebuild than the Chiefs. Those teams are Super Bowl or bust. Are the Patriots Super Bowl or bust? Is that how they're looking at things right now? Is that how they're looking at themselves? Are they looking at themselves that way and saying, hey, you know, we're here. We've arrived. We know what we are. We know what we can be. We know what we can, if we make the right move at the deadline, we know where that could push us to. I don't even know if the Colts feel that way. They should, but I don't know if they do. The Bills feel that way. The Chiefs feel that way. The Ravens can't feel that way just because they're at the bottom of the league and, you know, Jackson's been out and all that. But, you know, you look at another team like Denver, okay? The Philadelphia Eagles, you know, they feel that way. And they got a GM who's probably going to, you know, work some magic like he always does. But like the Broncos, for example. Bo Nix and Drake May, they were the same year. He's older, obviously, but do they think that their rebuild is done? Are they in Super Bowl mode? Are they thinking it's Super Bowl or bust for this team right now? Or do they think they're still, you know, a year or two away from that? I think in a year like this, you have to be thinking Super Bowl or bust. I think that's just, you know, like, are you a winner or a loser is what it really comes down to. You're a team with 5 or 6 wins, or in the Packers' case, 5-1-1, you know? And in the Colts case, 7 wins. But that's it. It really comes down to the mindset of these organizations. And you know what the mindset of the Chiefs are. You know the mindset of the Bills. You know the mindset of the Eagles. Detroit, I'd throw in there too. Absolutely, you know their mindset. And I know that those are teams in the NFC, but hey, I got news for you. If you're working the phones on the trade deadline, you got to worry about the NFC teams outbidding you too. Okay, they may not be a direct competitor there for a playoff spot, but they can still come in and snake away a player that you wanted if they're willing to go the extra mile and cough up what it takes to sign that guy or to trade for that guy, I should say, and then maybe sign and extend him. I mean, listen, Patriots just cut a little bit more payroll with Duggar there. They got the most payroll in the league. They have a very good opportunity here, I think, to get an impact player and sign him long term. But I would love for that to happen without giving up too many draft picks, because I do think, above all, this team's biggest weakness is depth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And you fix your depth not by trading all your draft picks for one guy. You fix your depth by making better draft picks over the years, and it's not something that happens right away. I know that kind of flies in the face of Super Bowl or bust right now, but I do think that's their biggest problem. I am still kind of there. But if they do choose to get active at the deadline, if they do choose to go big or go home, you know who I like? I'll give you a name. May not be a name you're super familiar with, but it's the name of a guy that I like. And I would like to see the Patriots make a move on. And that would be Zaven Collins, who is an edge rusher for the Cardinals. Now, you may be thinking, who the hell is Zaven Collins? He was a first-round pick out of Tulsa. Yeah, out of Tulsa University. Is it Tulsa University or Tulsa College? I don't even know.
University.
Tulsa University, thank you. He was picked in 2021, first-round pick. Signed a 4-year rookie deal, did not get his 5th-year option picked up, hasn't exactly, you know, blown everyone's hair back there in that Cardinals pass rush rotation that they have, which is actually not bad. It's better than you would think for a team that looks like that. And they signed him to a 2-year deal and did that instead of picking up the 5th-year option and then having to sign him to, you know, a top-5 deal for a guy at that position. They don't like him that much, and they do have some other pass rushers. So I wonder. I wonder if that's a guy that they could be looking to move. He is on the list, on this ESPN list, as a potential guy out the door there for the Cardinals. The Cardinals stink this year. They may be looking to try and reload. They may be looking to go back to the drawing board in the offseason. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But I think that that's a very real possibility. This guy had 5 sacks last year, 3.5 the year before, 2 before that. He's not exactly been killing it. But he's depth. He's depth, and he's a first-round pedigree, and he's the type of guy I think they could take a chance on. You know, a guy coming off the edge, a guy who needs a change of scenery, you know, that type of thing. I think there's real potential there. Now, here's the thing. There's not a lot of edge rushers on the trade block right now. There just aren't. So I would imagine if this guy is legitimately on the block, then all of those teams I just gave you, Dallas and, you know, Baltimore, all those teams, they're all going to be calling and asking about him. So if this ends up being the belle of the ball, if this ends up being the girl everyone wants to dance with, you know, if that's who they're all looking at, because, oh my God, edge rushers on the trade block, go get them. Doesn't matter who it is, we need edge rushers. Just go out there and get them, trade, get in the mix, get in the mud, and let's go out there and pick this guy up. You're going to be competing. Do you have what it takes? Do you like the guy enough? Or there's another guy out there that you like that you're willing to fight for like that? I wonder if the Patriots' mindset is the type of mindset you want a team to have, Super Bowl or bust, here at the halfway point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.